USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is voting to give more tax dollars to Ukraine as it fights back against the ongoing Russian invasion. The Senate finishing its part Thursday by passing the $40 billion measure with a little under 90 senators voting for it. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up final passage for about a week due to concerns about the deficit and how the money would be spent. The bill now goes to President Biden. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He dismisses the idea of axing safety rules to import more baby formula.
We will not let infant formula into the U.S. that is not safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Peyton Genron, the man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store, has been indicted by a grand jury. He appeared in a Buffalo City court Thursday and is charged with first-degree murder. Gas prices are higher than ever for the ninth day in a row. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas again has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon, but in California, the statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are hurting.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids. It's the stupid rule. So you're cutting it somewhere else. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly at people's budget at a time when everything else is up.
USA Radio News. That audio courtesy of Fox News. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden says the more the merrier when it comes to joining NATO.
Nordic neighbors and leaders of Sweden and Finland are in Washington, D.C. Thursday. The request to become members of NATO is now official, and the process has begun. The Swedish Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership in our joint efforts to promote democracy throughout the world. Because democracy requires constant work and safeguarding. We have to win every new generation.
And Finnish President Sauli Niinistö.
Russia's war in Ukraine has changed Europe and our security environment. Finland takes the step of NATO membership in order to strengthen not only its own security, but also in order to strengthen wider transatlantic security.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ford is issuing three separate recalls totaling around 350,000 vehicles. The most pressing is for 39,000 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs due to engine fires. The automaker says it has received 16 reports of an engine fire even when the vehicle was not running. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.